From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. President Donald Trump's former national security advisor appears to have violated federal law. The heads of the U.S. House Oversight Committee told reporters General Michael Flynn did not properly disclose payments he received from foreign governments for public engagements. The rare show of bipartisan consensus in Capitol Hill came after the White House denied the committee's request for documents relating to Flynn's contact with foreign nationals. House Oversight Committee Chairman Jason Chaffetz, a Republican from Utah, said, "As a former military officer, you simply cannot take money from Russia, Turkey, or anyone else, and it appears he did take that money." Representative Elijah Cummings, the committee's ranking Democrat, said, "Flynn's contacts were a major problem." He added the matter would likely now fall under the purview of the House Intelligence Committee. Afghanistan's largest TV station reports Friday's deadliest ever assault by the Taliban on a major military base in northern Balkh province. The attack left more than 250 soldiers dead, and the report accused authorities of hiding the truth. The government has been under fire for refusing to reveal the number of casualties several days after the attack. Turkish warplanes on Tuesday targeted fighters from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, and a key Kurdish affiliate on the Iraqi-Syrian frontier. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 18 people were killed in the strikes and warned the death toll is likely to rise. Turkey, the United States, and the European Union have designated the PKK as a terrorist organization. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross on Tuesday said they do not fear a trade war with Canada after American punitive action on lumber and milk. Trump said they have a tremendous surplus with the United States and added, "People don't realize Canada's been very rough on the United States." Trump said he wants a quote-unquote very big tax on Canadian lumber. He added the comments at a meeting with American farmers where he signed an executive order on agriculture and rural areas. The Canadian dollar fell to a 14-month low against the greenback after the United States imposed preliminary tariffs. Malaria was officially eliminated in the United States in the 1950s. But a new study finds deaths or hospital stays from malaria infection are far more common in the U.S. than people think. VOA's Jody Kappa reports.
Lead author of the study, Dr. Diana Koo, says malaria cases in the U.S. usually are blamed on people who visited other countries.
Most of the cases we get now are from travelers, return travelers, or foreign visitors. Compared to other travel-associated diseases, malaria outnumbers other diseases by a lot.
Between 2000 and 2014, about 21,000 people were admitted to American hospitals due to complications from malaria. More than 4,800 had severe malaria. Men account for 60% of malaria-related hospital admissions in the United States. Koo says overall, it can be prevented. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
First daughter and presidential advisor Ivanka Trump was part of a panel discussion in Berlin, Germany, titled "Inspiring Women, Scaling Up Women's Entrepreneurship." She was invited by German Chancellor Angela Merkel. She was asked if her father, President Trump's public attitude toward women, empowers them.
I've certainly heard the criticism from the media, and that's been perpetuated. But I know from personal experience, and I think the thousands of women who have worked with and for my father for decades when he was in the private sector are a testament to his belief and solid conviction in the potential of women and their ability to do the job as well as any man.
President Donald Trump vowed Tuesday to confront anti-Semitism as he commemorated Holocaust Remembrance Day at the U.S. Capitol. I am Gia Billy in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.